Father, that you would bless us with the power of the Holy Spirit, that you would give us a new heart if we need it, that you would give us understanding and the conviction of sin, and that you would bring us our hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless us, help us, and teach us. For Christ's sake, and all that he had done on the cross. Amen.
Amen.
As I want to talk to you this morning about a scripture verse that's in the book of Isaiah. Now, can you say Isaiah?
Isaiah.
It's in chapter number 26, and it's in verse number 16. This is what the scripture says. Word of God. Lord, in trouble they have visited you. They poured out a prayer when your chastening hand was upon them. In trouble, that's when we turn unto God and we pour out our prayer from our hearts. As he is chastising us, he's actually bringing us unto himself in trouble. What this scripture verse is teaching us is that each of us is a naughty sinner. Each of us has rebelled against God. I was born a sinner, just like you. And because of that, I will run away from Jesus Christ as fast as I can and as much as I can. There's not a single person here who would ever come unto Christ if it was left up unto you. That's what a sinner is. He's anti-Christ, he's anti-gospel. But in his mercy, it's the mercy of God, it's the mercy of Christ, to give us some trouble so that we can run unto him in prayer. This trouble is the knowledge of and the conviction of our sin. For he shall save his people from our sin. If I only run unto God because I want money, I'll never find God. He's a savior from sin. And so he shows us that we are sinners, that we have sinned against God, that me and you are rebellious. He shows us that me and you have no power to help ourselves, that our hearts are hard and they are very wicked. And then he calls us to pour out our heart unto him, and to cry unto him, and to tell him all about our nasty heart, and how sinful we are, and how I love sin, and I would run back unto it, except you stop me. He really leaves us at the mercy of God. And when God calls a man, a woman, a child, unto his mercy, he says, come unto my mercy, he will answer because of our Lord Jesus Christ. What did our Lord Jesus Christ do? Why? And what did that happen? What did that do unto our sins? What happened unto our sins after he died for our sins? He washed them away by paying the punishment and paying the penalty for any guilty sinner who comes unto him. Let me ask a question. Did Jesus Christ come for the righteous or for the sinful? Ah, what a wonderful gospel. After I know I'm a sinner, I can run unto God because he hears, he loves the prayer, and he forgives the sinner. All because Jesus Christ has already, he satisfied God with his blood. He paid the price. Our sins were taken off of us and placed upon him, and he was slaughtered by God his Father on behalf of the sinner so that the sinner can come unto God and get forgiveness and get strength and get power over sin and the ability to live the Christian life. You're hearing me?
Yeah.
But when you call upon him, it's one, it's as a sinner. It's two, it's by faith in Jesus Christ. And so be absolutely confident as you call upon God through Jesus Christ. He will hear you. And three, he brought you the trouble in order to bring you unto himself. And so when the trouble comes and you see your guilty heart, don't be scared of God. But as a father, as you run unto him. And this is my last thing. When the prodigal son came home after all of his while of his sinning, what happened to him? And so when he came home, did he get a spanking?
No.
What did he get? A party, a welcome, a feast. It was music and dancing. I like music. I like dancing. You? If the elder brother heard, it was a party going on. That's what God does for the sinner who runs unto him through Jesus Christ. And his love, it makes us to love him back. That's why I'm a missionary. I've been forgiven by God. Accepted. And given power over my sins as a sinner, all because of Christ. And now I love God back. That's what I want for you. And to love God because you hear the gospel in your heart. Call upon him and he'll answer you. Pour out your heart and he will hear. Amen.
Bow your head and your prayer for us.
Why don't you pray, brother?
Okay, she did that.
Yes,
sir. Gracious Father, we thank you for the message you have given to us here.